I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. Four top 10 teams in action in men's college basketball as number one Gonzaga hosts San Francisco, number three Arizona's on the road at Stanford, Indiana upsets number four Purdue 68-65, while number nine UCLA is at Utah. Three top 10 teams on the court in women's college hoops as number three Louisville loses on the road at number four NC State 68-59, while eighth-ranked Michigan dominates Wisconsin 83-44. An independent arbitrator has ruled that UConn must pay former head basketball coach Kevin Ollie over $11 million within 10 business days for wrongful termination back in 2018. Ollie was fired due to numerous NCAA violations that led to the school being placed on probation for 2 years and Ollie being sanctioned for 3 years. The arbitrator agreed that the school failed to meet its burden for termination under its agreements with a union Ollie is a member of. Just three games on the NBA schedule with one marquee matchup as the Phoenix Suns improved to 35-9 with a 109-101 win over the Dallas Mavericks. Elsewhere, the New York Knicks lose at home to the New Orleans Pelicans 102-91, while the Golden State Warriors are currently playing the Indiana Pacers. Lonzo Ball of the Chicago Bulls has decided to have arthroscopic surgery to repair a meniscus tear in his knee, which will sideline the guard for 6 to 8 weeks. Ball will travel to California in the next few days to have the procedure done. Major League Baseball has said no to the Tampa Bay Rays' plan to split its season between Tampa and Montreal, Canada. The team, which ranks near the bottom in home attendance every year despite being a winning team, had been having discussions to split the season since their attempts to get a new ballpark built went nowhere. The Rays' lease at Tropicana Field ends after the 2027 season. The Cincinnati Bengals getting some good news as sacks leader Troy Hendrickson has cleared the concussion protocol and will be able to play in Saturday's divisional playoff matchup versus the Tennessee Titans. Hendrickson led the team in sacks with 14 after coming over from the New Orleans Saints as a free agent last offseason. The University of Arkansas is keeping offensive coordinator Kendall Briles after the University of Miami pursued him for the same position. Briles has been with the Razorbacks for the past 2 seasons and has coached an offense that led the SEC in rushing last year while winning 9 games. Both Real Madrid and Chelsea could be missing unvaccinated players for their Champions League round of 16 away matches in France after the country implemented strict new COVID guidelines, including that everyone entering a public setting such as a sports arena must be vaccinated or have recovered recently from a bout of COVID. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.